an example of something of theirs that sucks. Because it really is disheartening to people to think that there's such a thing as genius out there, that everybody hits everything out of the park. You know, we need to see that these masterpieces that people create are sometimes a one-off thing or some moment in their lives, and you have moments in your lives that can't be recreated. Oh, we long sometimes for times in our youth where we feel like things were really going well. Everybody was cheering over my band. Now they don't cheer for me anymore. It isn't really a lifelong cheering. That isn't really what you want anyway. That's not even what you want. And here's the thing too, you know, I think that you could look at that if I was Van Gogh now, and I'd look at that and say, there's this terrible thing I did, so what? I've been dead now so long, it doesn't matter. There's a brilliant thing I did, so what? I feel the same way about that brilliant thing as I do about that thing. And they are just impermanent, and they're going away. And what I have are the feelings. I don't want to be Van Gogh anymore because I think those feelings are, and they're torment and confusion. People don't like me. Why? I'm awful. Well, that's, you know, what are you going to do? That might be your position too. Nobody likes me. Why? I don't like people. I know a handful of folks like that. I don't have any friends. Why? I don't like people. Well, there you go. I don't know. Maybe that could be some of it. I feel like that. I feel a little conflicted that way too. Oh my goodness. I do feel that. I say, I don't know myself. People say, hey, what are you doing? You want to go out for dinner? I go, I don't know myself. How am I going to go out to dinner with you? And I said, well, I'm sorry. We were just going out like a group of people and thought we were, you know, all going to see the movie. Oh, okay. Well, I'll think about it. I remember if I had a friend in school that was like that, you'd call him up to say, hey, man, we're all going to Sally's bar. And he'd go, I don't know if I feel like going out. I'm like, dude, I'm not here to convince you. I am letting you know, because if I didn't, you'd go, nobody let me know that they were going to Sally's bar. So that's the thing. What you want to do. And then I feel like this is a lesson I learned at some point in my life. When somebody calls you up and say, we're all going to Sally's bar, you say, cool, thanks, like that. And I know maybe a lot of kids haven't heard that yet. That's why I'm trying to school the younger generation. You want to, I mean, we could rehearse it if you want. Bring, 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 bring. Hey, we're all going to Sally's bar tonight, like at 9, because there's a band playing, my friend's band. What's your friend's band? The Swedish metal band Meshuggah. What? No, I'm kidding. It's, you, don't worry. But anyway, I just want to give you a heads up. Okay, thanks. Bye. I'm hanging up. I think in Sing Cultures they say that. I'm starting to add that. I use it because of my mom. Because goodbye doesn't do it. Or I got to go or something. I have to literally say to my mom, I'm hanging up. That way she'll know. And even then, sometimes she calls back and says, we got cut off. So I've got to, you know, sometimes I just have to say what I mean. And as somebody on the radio who doesn't really want to say what I mean, can be very difficult. My friends, I will say this with an open heart. Oh my goodness. You're wonderful and you deserve dignity. Why? I don't know. I want dignity and I feel like I can't have it unilaterally. I'm sorry. I don't know. That's what it takes for me to get there, but also, when I'm with people, I do feel what they're feeling. And your pain affects us all, and your joy affects us all. And I know it sometimes feels like weird and paradoxical, but if you can get to that state where you're in a group of people, and you think, whether I'm feeling it or not, I'm going to project this thing. And if everybody else does it, a third thing will happen. You know? And it's pretty wonderful. And I think that's what art does for me. That's why I think art and religious services are so tied together, because what it is, it's this wonderful benevolent fooling. Like we're gonna pretend together. And as we pretend, we're going to create something very real that will get inside of us and elevate us. And so I love you and respect you and think you deserve dignity, and you lift me up. I am so grateful for you, listener friend. We are a family, not just people who support the station. No, the human beings. I don't care what you believe or think right now. The reality of it is that we are, and we're connected, and we can lift each other up in a manner that you better than your dreams. And so I thank you for opening your heart to me, and I will to you. And our thing that we have will set an example for lost human beings, and we'll bring them in. And it'll be like, it won't be like the Manson thing. It'll be not as gentle, and there'll be benefits like health care and other things like that. I love you so much. I'm silly. You are listening to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County, and in New York City, online, WFMU.org, worldwide. I was briefly distracted. Why? Because this is not something I did, but I was going to quote Bruce Lee in Enter the Dragon, and I decided, well, you can't do it in the Bruce Lee voice, so I'm going to do it in the Ernie Anderson voice, and I'll leave you with this. Ready? Don't look at the finger, or you'll miss all the heavenly glory. Thank you, and I'll see you again next week.
know you drive me crazy, and you keep keeping on treating me so cruel. It ain't cool. It's alright to be a fool, as long as I'm a fool for you. So do like you wanna, but baby, don't you leave. I'll take what you give me, baby. Just don't leave me, please. Girl, you are so special, and I feel special too. But the major difference is that I'm a special fool for you. Give you my credit cards so you can go to the mall. It's getting late, baby, and stores close at night. I just wanted to hear from you to know that everything's all right. I know you got what you wanted, 'cause there's a smile on your face. And if it feels that good to you, baby, you can go shopping every day. Girl, you're so special, and you make me feel special too. But the major difference is, baby, I'm a special fool for you. Special. Special kind of fool for you. And I'll do what you want me to do. Ooh. Special kind of fool for you. Hey, I don't ask any questions, 'cause I'm afraid. I'ma be right there for you. If you love me in the morning, you can miss it at night. 'Cause the kind of fool I am, baby, everything will be alright. I'm a special kind of fool.
Thank you. Rhythm beat. 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 The wave of the future. Catch it before it catches you. You on a
better grab it. Make me a habit. When I pull it out, better grab it. Make me a grab it. Make me a habit. When I pull it out, better grab it. Make me a
and I would know. Bye.